Hey, howdy and happy day. You may not care about this, but back in 1974, Juicy Fruit gum was the first thing that was ever scanned with a barcode. And since then, 6 billion barcodes are scanned each and every day. 6 billion. Hey, y'all are buying lots of stuff. Just saying, now 4 years ago, jumping into bad stuff. Oh, is it bad? Politics. Politics is always bad. Makes your head ache, right? But 4 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that abortion is a state-level issue and is no longer federal, okay? You got that? So a state can have abortion if they choose. That's up to them. Now you have the mayor of New York City saying, we want to have abortions, and you people said we can't. People be in the feds. And we've put together this new group, I guess, consulting group. Is going to cost almost $500,000 to expand this abortion access hub to connect more people to abortion care. Abortion is health care. Health care is a human right. We're protecting that right in New York City. And it goes on to say that, you know, the feds, you can't stop us and so on. Duh. And the state is in favor of that. Duh again. So what is he doing? I think he's agreeing with the feds. You know, anything to get press, maybe? Is that what this is about? I mean, it's a state right, and the New York State says it's okay, so just do it and be quiet. You talk too much, don't you know? Hey, now in Texas, there is a father of four, and the family's suing everybody because he was at the barbecue restaurant and a tree outside, and a tree fell on him, and he died. That's a terrible thing. But a tree fell on them. Okay, let's talk about trees. There's a small town west of Montreal. They recognize trees as living beings with rights of their own, okay? Including the right to life, to natural growth, to integrity. You got that? And growth, okay? You know, trees are living entities that breathe and communicate with each other. And if it breathes and it lives and it takes in water, it's a human being. And we're going to charge people who have treeless yards $200 in taxes every year. So y'all better go out and plant a tree. Tree huggers, I mean, they're out there. I mean, you got people suing about trees. You got taxes for trees. They're trees, right? I mean, trees, you got to get it. Canada's top court has ruled that a one-year mandatory jail term for child porn possession is cruel and unusual punishment. Let that sink in. Cruel and unusual punishment. I mean, for a pedophile. Pedophiles should be hung till dead, should they not? I mean, you take the innocence away from a child in any form. And I guess when you're looking at it online, it probably advances to other things or already has. That's just kind of a fringe benefit for all the crazy wackos. My. Now you have Prime Minister Mark Carney. He says that he's putting up $1.5 billion, which of course with that's code for $3 or $4 billion, and he's going to go out and buy unsold condominium units in British Columbia. Okay, think about that. I mean, developers have overbuilt. The market says that there's no market, and he's coming in now saying, well, we'll buy them. We'll buy them from you to hold the market up. Okay, let them go broke. I mean, it's a free market, or should be. In Canada, not so free, but it should be a free market. You need the market to dictate what happens and what goes on, and instead he's propping it up with taxpayers' money. Taxpayers' money. People in Alberta, even Ontario and Quebec, everybody else, everyone that pays taxes is part of this. Billions of dollars going to buy condos, unsold condos. What are they going to do with them that the developer couldn't do? They're going to rent them out, give them to homeless people. What are they going to do? We're talking high-rise buildings, and the government's going to own them? Oh, of course they are. That's a socialist thing. Now, did you know that you could be a criminal? I mean, there's so many laws. Bad laws should not be obeyed, and this one isn't, obviously, but it is against the law. It's called distracted walking. And if you walk and you're on your phone or doing a text, you're a criminal. I'm just sharing with you. Y'all come back tomorrow and have a good day. See ya.